Blackstone Audio presents Jeff in Venice, Death in Varanasi, by Jeff Dyer. For Rebecca. For every step, the footprint was already there. Roberto Colasso. Huge walls and towers and rocks and balconies, a prospect along the bend of the river like Venice along Grand Canal, or seen from Giudecca. Finally, the Manikarnika, Burning Ghat. Allen Ginsberg, Indian Journals. Part 1. Jeff in Venice. Alas, the movie wasn't much to speak of. Besides, I never liked the novel much either. Joseph Brodsky, Watermark. The deposed, the defeated, the disenchanted, the wounded, or even only the bored, have seemed to find there something that no other place could give. Henry James. On an afternoon in June 2003, when, for a brief moment, it looked as if the invasion of Iraq had not been such a bad idea after all, Geoffrey Atman set out from his flat to take a walk. He had to get out of the flat because now that the initial relief about the big picture had worn off, relief that Saddam had not turned his non-existent WMD on London, that the whole world had not been plunged into a conflagration, the myriad irritations and frustrations of the little picture were back with a vengeance. The morning's work had bored the crap out of him. He was supposed to be writing a 1,200-word so-called think piece, intended to require zero thought on the part of the reader and scarcely more from the writer, but still somehow beyond him, that had reached such a pitch of tedium that he spent...